This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All our bets for tonight for the Eagles and the Cowboys coming up 20 minutes from now. Side, total, Femi's Island, thy royal prop king. But joining us right now on the show, and to be honest, great betting analyst, fantastic betting analyst. I think I like him more as a person. That's a tremendous compliment. He's not only a great guy, he massive sports fan. Not just like some you meet some bettors, they don't even like sports. Jay is a massive sports fan. And last week he was supposed to come on at 6:20. I never forget things like this. He's supposed to come on at 6:20. Micah Parsons gets traded at 5:00. At 5:20, Jay Croucher joins us on You Better You Bet because he is a true professional. On Twitter, at CroucherJD, NBC Sports Betting Analyst, Fantasy Football Happy Hour with Matthew Berry, Connor Rogers and company. And his hair's looking good today, man. Welcome back to the show, buddy. Happy football season.
Happy football season, guys. Thank you, Nick. That was a lovely intro. Usually it's the other way. Usually people are like, really good, better, could improve as a person. But I'm glad that you feel that the roles are reversed. And yeah, I did get a haircut. Told them to leave a little bit more on top this time. And I'm happy with the outcome.
I think the hair looks good. We absolutely love that. Before we get to awards bets, let's clear tonight. How are you betting the season opener, Jay, tonight with the Eagles and the Cowboys?
Yeah, so I'd say my strongest opinion about this game and really a macro thing for the Eagles this season is I just don't think they're going to run the ball as much as they did last year because they basically can't run any more than they did last year. They were effectively bottom of the league in terms of pass rate over expectations. Saquon Barkley, regular season and postseason combined, had north of 480 touches. He's going to turn 29 this season. I just don't think that can be replicated. And also, I just don't think when you have Jalen Hurts at quarterback, AJ Brown, Devontae Smith at receiver, I just don't think you need to run the ball that much. So I think that the Eagles are going to throw the ball more. I think that's going to be a balance in between, say, 2024 and 2023 when AJ Brown was sniffing 1,500 receiving yards and Jalen Hurts at midseason was the MVP favorite. So I think they're going to throw the ball more. I think that AJ Brown, who's set in the low 70, 71 and a half receiving yards, I think he will go over. I think that Dallas are going to use your favorite term, Nick. I think they're going to over-index on stopping the run, much like the Chiefs did in the Super Bowl, which is going to create a lot of explosive opportunities for the Philly receivers against a couple of corners who don't mind giving up big plays. So I think there's going to be explosive gains for Hurts in the pass game. I think AJ Brown is going to be the big beneficiary.
Jay, what other week one games do you like? I mean, now we're really, like, we've been talking about these games for so long. Schedule came out in May. We've been analyzing this stuff all throughout training camp. Now we're finally here. Like, what do you like on Sunday slate or even tomorrow? We have the game in Brazil between KC and LA.
Yeah, I think that the KC Chargers line is fair now that it's Chiefs minus three, pushing even towards 3.5. I think that it getting to three and then pushing the other side, that makes sense as opposed to the 2, 2.5 it was sitting at for most of the preseason. I think what is going to happen in that game is that the Chiefs are going to go out of their way to try and create explosive plays, because that is what the knock on them was really for the past two seasons. It's been the big focus in the preseason, what they've constantly talked about, and they were trying to generate explosives to some success in the preseason when Mahomes was out there. The Chargers as well are not afraid of giving up some deep passes. I don't think they have the strongest secondary or cornerback room. I think that Hollywood Brown in year two of Xavier Worthy, that even without Rashee Rice, I think that this receiver room looks better than it did last year. So I think that Mahomes is going to look more like the 2022 version of himself than the past 2 years. In terms of the broader slate, my favorite bet on the board on this in terms of sides is Seattle at home as an underdog at +2.5. I think that Seattle could realistically be a top 3-4 defense in the league. They were close to that in the second half of the season. Brock Purdy has had his struggles against Mike McDonald's defenses in the past. I also think that this Seattle offense is going to be better than people expect. I think most people look at the Seattle team like, yeah, good defense, but offense, Sam Darnold with the worst supporting cast is going to be a bottom 10 offense. I think that they can be competent to even good in Clint Kubiak's scheme. Some really encouraging numbers, in even though it's preseason, some encouraging numbers in terms of the yards that they're creating before contact. Gray Zabel looks like a monster at guard, their first round pick. A couple of talented running backs in Kenneth Walker and Zach Charbonnet. And I think that Cooper Kupp still has a little something to give. People, I think, have written off Cooper Kupp entirely. He had some great games last year. He was awesome against the Bills towards the end of the season, and he seems to be healthy at the moment. So I think that Seattle win in week one at home against the Niners.
And you didn't even mention Torrey Horton, the best wide receiver on the Seahawks, going to have a big game. Obviously, JSN is pretty good as well. And for people that I know, you know this, Mike McDonald stole, like, basically took MVP from Brock Purdy a couple years ago on Christmas in that Ravens 49ers game and won the MVP for Lamar Jackson. Can I hit you with like one or two other big games in week one, get your thoughts, and then we want to talk some awards?
Sure.
Packers 2.5 against the Lions, 47.5 the total on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, little surprise that the market is so bullish on the Packers in this specific matchup. I think that once we get to week 8, week 9, I do think the Packers will be the best team in the NFC North, but it's not a great time for them at the moment between Jordan Love still coming off the left thumb surgery and that impacting his ability to hand off. Just the receiver room is so banged up. Jaden Reed looks like he's maybe available to play, but he's going to be banged up for that one. Still no Christian Watson, naturally. Matthew Golden's first game in the NFL, and Micah Parsons is not going to be, I don't think he's going to be fully ramped up at the full 100% capacity of Micah Parsons. The Lions just coming in with a bit more health, a bit more continuity, even though I think that it might be a different story later in the season. For now, the market is saying that the Packers in their current state are a better team on neutral than Detroit. Can't quite get there, so Detroit would be the side for me. And it's going to be a tough turnaround as well, because the Packers play the Commanders on Thursday night after this one. So I wouldn't be shocked if the Packers start off 0-2 and then end up winning the division and coming home like a steam train. I think it's really helpful for Green Bay that they have the bye after week 4. And that they have this extended layoff between weeks 2 and 3 to get right before Cleveland. So I think it might be a bit of a choppy start for the Packers, but ultimately very high on them overall. But I think this might be a tough week one.
You better, you bet on this Thursday. NBC Sports betting analyst Jay Croucher is our guest. His hair looks great on Twitter at CroucherJD. Nice segue there, talking about the Commanders, who will play the Packers on Thursday Night Football in week 2 at Lambeau. They host my New York Football Giants this week, and we talked a lot about this game this offseason, Jay, and it was one thing when this number was 7, and Femi and I were both like, hey, like kind of like the Giants at this number. Both of us kind of feel like maybe the Giants are the trendy dog of the week that may be like Old Yeller brought out behind shotgun, you know, that whole deal, that old rigmarole with the woodshed and the shotgun. Where do you stand? Commies currently a 6-point favorite. Andrew Thomas did not practice today for Big Blue.
Yeah, it's not ideal if Andrew Thomas isn't going to be able to suit up. I think this is, in a way, the most interesting line of the week, because if this is actually going to close Giants plus six, it's even pushing towards plus 5.5 some spots, then that is incompatible with a lot of their futures prices. Like, if the Giants are actually going to close plus 6, plus 5.5 in Washington against Jaden Daniels, then they can't be like plus 650 to make the playoffs, and their win total can't be, you know, 5.5. The market is viewing them as a better team than that. I tend to think that the plus 6, plus 5.5 is a little too bullish on the Giants, and that this should be more in the 6.5, even pushing towards 7 range. I mean, we'll see. We'll see what this revamped Washington O-line looks like with Laremy Tunsil going up against what could be the best defensive line in football. I think the Giants' defense is going to be very good overall, but I think it's going to be a little bit boom or bust, where if the pass rush doesn't get home, it's going to be Deontay Banks Island, which has been a resort it's where everyone gets to swim and eat for free and do whatever they want, basically. Paulson Adebo does help there, though. But yeah, we'll see with the Giants. If Thomas doesn't go, then I would lean Commanders at the price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But in Cordell Flatiron's not maybe not bad either. just want to throw that out there. Last week one game, and then we'll do some award stuff. We need to talk to you about the Bills and the Ravens. You work for NBC, obviously. That'll be Sunday Night Football. Your guy Drew Dinsick came on the show yesterday. It's just a tour de force performance from Hawaii. I think he was on Adderall. He was great. He loves the Ravens. Femi loves the Ravens. I love the Ravens. What say you?
Yeah, I think speaking of kind of all-you-can-eat resort type affairs, it almost feels like being overserved week one, Sunday Night Football, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen straight away. I almost wanted to build into this one, but certainly we'll take it on NBC. It is a massive matchup. I lean Ravens as well, which is not super exciting or differentiated, but I do think that this specific matchup.
You lean Ravens or you bet the Ravens? Is this like something you really like or no?
No, I don't, because I do think there is some uncertainty, and we'll see what the Bills look like with, you know, kind of a new pass-catching core in terms of Josh Palmer being there, in terms of Keon Coleman being in year two, Dalton Kincaid healthier. I do think the Bills' offense has upside to be even better than it was last year. Just worry about the defense. And also, I think there are some better ways to bet on the Ravens. Like, if you think that the Ravens are going to destroy the Bills, then go bet Lamar Jackson to an MVP, because his price is going to shorten rapidly if they do win this game, and he puts a huge dent in Josh Allen's candidacy and secures the tiebreak over him in week one straight away, because the best thing that Allen has going for him is a soft schedule on the path to the one seed, which will get severely hurt if he does lose to Baltimore here. I think that when we think about this matchup, I think people focus a bit too much on the playoff game and not so much on the regular season game, where the Ravens won 35-10 last year. And yet the playoff game was more recent, but there were 3 turnovers in that matchup, and all of them were from Baltimore's side. I think if you just even that out, if Mark Andrews doesn't drop that pass, if DeMar Hamlin, my man, doesn't feature in a ridiculous fumble return that changed the game earlier on. I do think on balance of play that the Ravens, if you play that game 10 times, I think the Ravens win 6 of them. That was on the road where they will be on Sunday night. But I think the Ravens are just the better team. I think they're more complete. And the other thing too, which I do think is material, and I may have mentioned this before, but week one last year, Lamar Jackson went in, played Kansas City, who had just beaten him in the AFC title game the year before. And I've never seen him put his body on the line as much as he did in that game. He played it like it was a Super Bowl in week one. And I suspect that he may bring a similar mindset against Buffalo. And that's not so much that, oh, Lamar Jackson really wants to win. It's more that Lamar Jackson is going to run the ball when he has rushing lanes, and he is going to not hold back whatsoever in that regard. And that increases, I think, the ceiling of the Ravens offense in a one-game scenario. So Ravens for me at pick.
3.5 minutes to go. I want to hit you with three things, a minute for each answer. Give us an off-the-beaten-path bet you have made in Coach of the Year.
Okay, so I'll give you two, Nick. So two bets. One, I think that if the New York Jets, if they make the playoffs, which has been hovering in the 5-1, 6-1 type of range, I think Aaron Glenn will just win Coach of the Year. And he's in the 15-16-1 type of range for Coach of the Year. I think that just the story of they haven't made the playoffs since 2010, their playoff drought is more than two times bigger than any other team's playoff drought. Justin Fields is going to steal no credit from him. And a big thing with Coach of the Year is just, does your superstar quarterback steal credit from the coach? Because then voters don't know where to assign credit. Now, the voters will know where to assign credit if the Jets make the playoffs. It's probably not going to be Justin Fields. It's probably going to be Aaron Glenn, former Jets player. If the team is good, it's going to be on the back of their defense, which is his side of the ball. So I think that that is the best Coach of the Year bet. The other one, and it's dirty, and I hate it, but I think it just, I just think it's value. If the Saints make the playoffs, then Kellen Moore, who's in the 30-1 range, which implies that Kellen Moore is like less than a 1-in-3 chance to win Coach of the Year if the Saints make the playoffs. I think that's wrong. I think that he is more like closer to a coin flip to win Coach of the Year and should be more in the 20-1 range. I understand the Saints are probably not going to make the playoffs, but they have the second easiest schedule in football, and it's the NFL and weird stuff happens, and they have kind of two lottery tickets at quarterback. Maybe one of them can be competent, and the rest of the roster, it's not great, but it's not bad either. So those would be my two bets there, Nick.
There's a really funny joke I want to make. I don't know if it's appropriate in this climate. If the Saints are good, .. I won't say it. You had something crazy in Offensive Rookie of the Year. What is it here? 1 minute.
Yeah, so my Offensive Rookie of the Year bet, which has been much maligned, but I don't care. Screw everyone.
I love
this
it.
Is fine. Yeah, I'm glad you do. It's Josh Simmons at 125-1, the first-round left tackle for the Chiefs. And I get that no offensive tackle, no lineman has ever won this award. No lineman has ever come close to sniffing this award. I think Rashawn Slater was like a second-team All-Pro. He didn't come close to even beating Mac Jones, let alone Ja'Marr Chase. Here's the thing, though. No lineman has ever been responsible for fixing the greatest quarterback in the history of the league. And it was such a seminal moment, Patrick Mahomes getting absolutely eviscerated and beaten up in that Super Bowl by the Eagles, no one able to block Josh Sweat, where if Mahomes gets back to MVP level, which is like only a 6-1, 7-1 type scenario, and he could be back at that level and not win the award too, if they get back to being an explosive offense, and it's on the back of better protection, and Josh Simmons is playing at a Pro Bowl level, then I think that case could absolutely be made that Josh Simmons has been the most impactful, the most important offensive rookie of the year. And I think it's just something that could really gather steam. And if it creates the presumption of, oh, Josh Simmons is the guy, Josh Simmons has been the most impactful. Yeah, we all think that Josh Simmons has been the most impactful. He is the guy who has most increased any team's chances of winning the Super Bowl. Are we really going to vote for like, oh yeah, Mecca Egbuka had like 1,050 receiving yards? I don't know. So I think that 125-1, I think there's a lot of upside in Simmons.
I said about a month ago, I think he might be the most important player of the entire NFL season. Great about the last pick in the first round of the NFL draft. Jay, you're the best on Twitter at Croucher JD. Good luck with the bets. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it, fellas. Good luck.
And his hair looks great. On the other side, all our bets for tonight for the NFL season opener.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.